This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We live in a country that does not have idols in the traditional sense, but we practice idolatry. Listen to that again. We live in a country, we don't have idols, meaning stone gods or wooden gods that we pray to. We just practice idolatry in the United States of America. And just an observation as I begin. Two of the idols that we worship are the idol of education and the idol of public opinion. Anything wrong with education? Nothing. There's nothing in Scripture that says, you know, don't get an education. The Apostle Paul was one of the most learned people of his day and studied under the top scholars of his day. So we're not knocking scholarship, but we people do worship at the shrine of education. People worship at the shrine of public opinion. And today it's, well, what does the public think? What do the polls say? And as if to say, I will act and live and breathe according to what the polls say is okay to do. And what happens is that people come to the place in life where they have to choose public opinion or choose a principle out of Scripture. And that's tough, not just for an adult, but for a teenager, to say, I've got to decide between believing in what public opinion says, what cultural opinion says, or what the Word of God says. And nowhere is that more manifest in today in the Scripture that we study about real wisdom and real power out of the book of 1 Corinthians, where Paul makes this analogy that the message of the cross is foolishness to some people. To other people, it's a stumbling block, which means what? You can't get around it. You just can't get beyond the idea of that's what a stumbling block is. It's something that trips you up. And then Paul says, but to those of us who are being saved, the message of the cross or the preaching of the cross is the power of God. The word power is the word dunamis. We get the word dynamite in our language today. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But Paul said it's the power. So whether you're intellectual or you're not intellectual, whether you're learned or you don't have very little education, it doesn't matter. You and I need the power of the message of the cross to change our lives and to give us hope. Let's read about it in 1 Corinthians. That's the sermon series we've started last week. We're in the first chapter, exactly where I left off last week. Paul is speaking, and he said, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who what? Who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks or non-Jews look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God, if there is such a thing, is wiser than man's wisdom. And the weakness of God, if there is such a thing, is stronger than man's strength. Well, we're in a new series. It's called Wild Church in a Wicked City. We're in 1 Corinthians 1 this week. God bless you as you listen. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any other message you may have missed on CrossHope. God bless you. Thanks for listening to CrossHope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.